opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's get ready to wrap this puppy up. The main event is tonight. And hey, the main event's right now. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the House of Blues on Caroline for the NCAA Men's National Championship game, presented in part by Papa John's. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhongli, the master, back in studio. He whose name we shall not speak, keeping us on air out here at House of Blues. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is the number. Can also probably better off to try to hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975, or the Facebook page. Just find The Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. Or you can text the show, 713-780-3776. It's a Monday out here at House of Blues. ESPN's been here all day. And as usual, it's just like a fight card. The main event comes last. So
that's right.
Here we are. And
who's on after us?
Well, no one here. So therefore, we're the main event of the card, as usual.
Yes, I've been told that there were literally hundreds of people waiting to get in this place. And some of them, in fact, had to be turned away. Because it was just such a big event. Unfortunately, that was for Mike and Mike. There's plenty of room to come here for this crappy show.
So, yeah.
So, no big deal if you want to get in. But apparently there were a ton of people here for Mike and Mike this morning.
Well, yeah. And unfortunately, I know some people were upset. It's not the station's fault at all. ESPN.
Oh, there's a thing called fire code also.
Well, this thing that ESPN had this huge setup here, so people weren't able to get in. And so feel bad about that because I know a lot of you want to see him.
Not like ESPN Radio, local Houston.
No.
Like big boy ESPN screwed you guys. It's not our fault.
So you know what you can do, though? If you can
write a letter to your congressman.
No, the better thing to do is come out and see this show as soon as you get off work because we're not going
to. This is the show that sticks it to the man.
That's right. We don't care.
You know what we say about ESPN, the big dogs at ESPN in Bristol? We say watch Fox Sports 1, bro. That's what we say. You want to do it? Go wild. Get crazy. Get your news off the interwebs.
I was just going to say bite me, dickweeds.
But, or that. Okay. Yeah. We don't care.
713-780-ESPN.
But always listen to this station, no matter what.
Heck yeah.
Listen to this. How are you, Fred?
Fantastic.
I feel like I just saw you yesterday.
You did. I can't believe you're still able to eat after yesterday.
The worst thing is, we spend a lot of time together. You know, we spend 15-20 hours a week together at work. The last thing I want is to see you on weekends, and yesterday I had to see you on a weekend. I'm sure you feel the same way. The good news is we hardly talked to each other because we were just eating so much.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very nice.
Yeah, and they just kept bringing just dead flesh after dead flesh. It was awesome.
So you haven't eaten since?
No, I still can't eat. I had a couple of tortilla chips and a little salsa. That's it.
Guy brought me some hopadillo.
Nice. Good choice.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
Kudos to Mike Liebeschock and Barry Laminack.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Houston Game Day, also known as the Blubber Brothers. Got the job done today. Did fine work, I say. Fine work.
Yeah, I got to catch quite a bit of it, and I thought they did a great job. And I like those guys a lot. They do a nice show. And if you haven't heard them, they're on Sunday mornings. Check them out. But they do a really good job.
They do a relatively good job.
Well, for Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
It's Sunday morning. You can either listen to, on the other channels, I think they're up against, a golf show, and I don't even know.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement show, yeah. So
they ought to beat those.
It's better than that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's other stuff you could listen to. If you want sports, I guess they're probably as good as you can get locally.
Yeah, they're as close as you're going to get.
Right.
But, anyway, man, beautiful day out. So if you're looking for something to do when you get off work, especially if you're already down here, man, just come on by House of Blues. We got a nice setup here, and you can definitely get a place to hang out and sit and listen to the show, drink some beer, get ready for tonight's game, which we'll be talking about a lot, I'm sure.
I have made an executive decision.
Okay.
I am not going to the game.
All right.
I have a credential. I was all prepared to go. ESPN actually offered me money to go. And
the same guys you were ripping earlier?
Yeah, those guys. But it was ESPN. It was national ESPN. Radio.
But guys, if you're listening, he's just kidding. Hopefully you have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. They offered me money to go and be like a stringer and get them an interview post-game. But I weighed it out in my mind, and it's not like this would be the first Final Four I've ever been to or the first national championship. If I'd never had that experience, it'd be different.
Yeah.
It is going to be such a beating to get down there when we're off here at 7.
Yeah.
To get all the way down there and get up to my seat. And when you're in the press box, basically you're there to watch the big screen anyway.
Yeah, that's the only thing that people always get on me for not going. But when you're in the press box, especially for basketball, you can't watch the game. You're watching it on TV, and I'd rather watch it at home where I have beer.
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing that weighed into my decision is there's no alcohol being sold at NRG tonight. That boggles my mind that you can't buy a beer at the national championship. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Now, worse than that, you couldn't buy a beer there on Saturday when you sat for one game, then you waited 45 minutes with nothing to do. I mean, what are you supposed to do, talk to the people you came there with?
No.
Ugh.
No, that's awful.
Awful. And then you had to sit through another game and not have any booze. What is this? What kind of fascist world do we live in where you can't buy a beer at a sporting event?
And you know it'd be really bad if you were an Oklahoma fan who was there with somebody to watch the late game and you couldn't drink after that?
Oh, man.
Plus, then you have to go home to Oklahoma?
Ugh.
Could it get any worse?
You need to be drinking.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I'm out on that. I'm going to go to my house where I have a big TV, and I have a comfy chair, and I have all the beer I could drink.
I think that's a good decision.
That's the move. So my credential is for sale. If you want to buy it, it's up for grabs. What's a good asking price?
Well,
I'll probably get in trouble for selling it. What's the number?
Yeah, you will get in trouble for selling it. You might not get credentialed for the next one.
Oh, that I'm not going to.
That
again?
You won't go to either, right? But whoever buys it has to look kind of semi-bald.
You have to. Well, most of my head is cut off, but you have to have a similar face to me. So you have to be relatively
unattractive.
Right. That's the move. If you have some semblance of facial hair, you could probably just say, "Oh yeah, you know,
just grew it out.
I grew it out, or I trimmed it down. Whatever. No one's going to notice." But that's probably the move. What do you think's a good number? 500?
Well, on SeatGeek, the cheapest seats are going for 52. The good seats are going for between 400 and 600. So I would say, considering the risk to you, I think 600 should be the number.
600.
Yeah.
But I'm nicer than you. I'm going to say $500.
Okay.
$100 savings. And if anybody asks, you just
$100 savings over a price I just said.
Over the price that Fred just said.
We're going retail now, right? Right.
So
marking the price way up and saying, oh, it's a sale.
It's a sale. So what I'm saying is if anybody approaches you and says, hey, what are you doing here? Just say, I'm AJ Hoffman. I don't know what you're talking about. And I didn't bring my ID because they said I couldn't buy beer. So I said, oh, why do I need my ID? And now all you'll have is a credential that says AJ Hoffman, your name, AJ Hoffman on it. Good call?
Yeah, I say 600 still, though.
Okay, 550.
Because okay, 550. Fair enough. You're still getting a $50 discount.
That's right.
Over whatever ridiculous
That's
price
right.
I set. Hey, a couple of things. Today's show is brought to you by GetMe, which if you guys have not checked them out, you need to. That's who's going to take me to the airport on Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
did they offer you that?
Huh? No, I'm going
to
do it.
Oh, I thought you talked to the big boss over there.
Yeah, I did talk
to
the big boss.
I met those guys, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll come get you on Wednesday.
Yeah, well,
no one made that offer to me.
Well, I just said I'll use you guys on Wednesday.
Damn it. Okay.
So unless you want to pick me up.
No, are you crazy?
It's on the way for you.
Nothing's on the way for me to Hobby Airport.
Well, that's the thing. I don't see any point in driving down there because it's not that far. But anyway, a couple of things, though. I just last night was really just nuts down here. They had people trying to get into that Discovery Green. Four blocks it was backed up. And there was a Rockets game going on
at
the same time.
What was going on? What was the show that was happening at Discovery Green?
Well,
was it so great? Was it,
I think Pitbull was the one that Pitbull, maybe Maroon 5. I don't know. I don't, none of these bands I'm very familiar with. The only one that
People going crazy for that?
Yeah.
Pitbull and Maroon 5? Does Maroon 5, I mean, do they even still make new music, or does that guy just play on The Voice and that's it?
I don't know. I don't know enough about these bands. I apologize. I just know they're famous. But
music is so crappy nowadays.
But it was the one thing I will say, the crowds down here have been just ridiculous. It was kind of fun last night watching the fireworks from my balcony, though.
Yeah.
Because they were doing them right over the George R. But as many people as were down here, and as easy as it would have been for people to act like idiots, almost everybody was really cool. They haven't had a ton of problems, from what I understand. HPD's done a real good job, too. So it's
kinda, you saying these people know how to act?
I'm saying that H-Town knows how to act in these things.
Oh, I mean the outsiders, the people who have come in for this event.
I think people going to these concerts are from here.
I was going
to
say, I bet all the OU fans went home. That's why you got some civility.
Well, probably. That's why yesterday was probably fairly calm. But there were people getting turned away that couldn't get into Discovery Green, I think, on Friday night because there were so many people there. Fire marshals had to do the same thing they did this morning. So, I probably should wait till tomorrow just in case it gets stupid tonight. With no reason it should, right?
No.
But, but everybody's been really cool, and the city's done a real good job with this in terms of the crowds. And it's been fun wandering around downtown the last couple of days and just seeing all the people and seeing all the stuff going on. It's pretty awesome. Somebody says Kendrick Lamar also played last night.
Oh, I like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Felicia says, I'm a large black woman with $500. Could I pass as AJ?
Probably not. But you know what? I'll take that chance.
Yeah, you're the one that has to.
Yeah, I'll take that chance.
You are the you're the one who's risking it. So
just say you've been tanning.
Yeah. Just, you know what? You fell asleep in the tanning booth.
And I don't even think they're allowed to ask you about your gender. I'm pretty sure that's like insensitive. So if somebody does, just be like, hey, I'm living as a woman. What's it to you? I'm living as a black woman now. What's the big deal? And they'll just shut up and walk away because they're not looking for a lawsuit there at NRG. No way. Right?
Yeah, see, now if that law had passed, you'd definitely be able to get away with
it. Right, yeah, but yeah, the people of Houston don't want that prop.
But yeah, could the lack of
booze... Thanks a lot, Lance Berkman.
Could the lack of booze have had something to do with the civility? There was plenty of booze downtown
where all the stuff was going on,
believe me.
Downtown.
So.
It's just not at the actual game. Not at the actual sports event where people like to drink beer. Because that would just be crazy, right?
Hey, that's the NCAA,
stupid.
Man. All right, quick.
How come you can buy? No, it's not the NCAA lets you buy beer everywhere else except for the championship.
Well, no, because they actually run this.
Instead of like a conference running it?
Yeah, like UH.
Oh.
I love going to UH because I drink like a fish there.
They're leaving a bunch of money on the table.
Of course they are. But, you know how hypocritical they are, man.
I can't wait till the NCAA goes away. We don't need it.
Maybe it'll happen.
Maybe so.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the House of Blues on Caroline for the NCAA Men's National Championship game, presented in part by Papa John's. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at House of Blues on Caroline. Very easy to find. You know where House of Blues is. Come on down. If you're just getting off work, come hang out with us. We promise you there's room, and there will be room. And just a cool place to hang out, too. How's that food?
Pretty solid. I went with the club sandwich. Unfortunately, I forgot to say no tomatoes.
Ugh.
And not only do I hate the taste of tomatoes, I hate to touch tomatoes with my fingers. So it's been a real process. I had to touch one, and since then I've been using these little sticks that were made to hold the sandwich together. I've been using them to get the extra tomatoes off because now my fingers will smell like tomatoes inevitably. Even after I wash them, I can still smell that, and it just drives me crazy.
Well, a couple of things.
It's like pennies.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't like to touch pennies because no matter how much you wash your hands, your hands smell like pennies.
and it's disgusting. I don't like it.
And you know what's worse is because I don't like to use them, they'll just sit there, and then they get all dusty and dirty.
Yeah,
I just don't want to touch them.
I've got no use for them. They need to get rid of pennies as currency.
There was a move to do that at one point. I don't know what happened to it. A couple things from Twitter. Josh said they sold booze at the football national championship game in Arizona this year. How does that happen?
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is here.
I just remember when the Final Four was here, I guess it was 2011 when Kentucky was here. Apparently, we were the only people drunk because a bunch of my Kentucky friends had a suite, and they had tons of alcohol in there. Now, they also worked with a alcohol company, so we all got lit, but apparently we're walking out and nobody else was drunk. So,
wow.
I don't know if you're allowed to bring it in. I don't want to rat them out, but that was 5 years ago. I think there's a statute of limitations.
Yeah.
So
Lamont says, so AJ, you actually purchase stadium booze, the benefits of drinking hard liquor sneaking in his crotch. I mean, I could do that. I like to drink beer. I like to drink socially at a game like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like drinking hard booze, I'm just going to be passed out by halftime. So.
Yeah. That's a problem with tailgating at UH games, because we drink the hard booze before we go in. And then, of course, this year, by halftime, they were winning by 40 points every game. So it was fine. You could just go home. But Michael says, I think Discovery Green hit max capacity each day this weekend. Yeah, wow. That's pretty incredible. I have never seen this many people in that little area down there since I've been down here. I've been living here almost 5 years now.
Pretty wild. I remember coming down here for the NBA All-Star game, and that scene was crazy. I mean, it was people
The thing I'll never forget about that was the Galleria. They had to shut down the Galleria.
Yeah.
And I was when I was doing my Saturday night show on Yahoo, and I was having to try to get down there.
And low-key, that was racist that they shut down the Galleria, for sure.
Well, it took me 2 hours to get from downtown to the station. I got there 2 minutes before the show started. It was brutal.
Yeah. And
I was taking on those little back roads.
They don't like to admit it, but that was definitely a racist maneuver to shut down the Galleria. They did the same thing in Austin. They shut down Highland Mall, which is I think it's permanently closed now. But that was what was considered the urban mall in Austin. And during Texas Relays, they shut it down. And black people were super angry because they shut it down for the weekend during Texas Relays. And Highland Mall was trying to, like, work a way to say it without saying, basically, we don't want too many black people in our mall. But that's what it was. So the gallery malls are super racist. That's one thing I've learned about malls.
The gallery is. I mean, that's like rich white people mall.
Yeah.
That's even over my head.
They're scared. They're scared of too much color in their mall.
They have a skating rink in there.
Black people ice skate?
Do they?
No. I made that up. I made that up. Black people don't ice skate. Except that, like, there's two hockey players.
Yeah, there's P.K. Subban.
And Popeye Jones' kid.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know of those two.
And Popeye Jones is still, like, disappointed in his son about playing hockey. He's like, oh, really, son? Come on. What's wrong with you?
Chris says, with Memphis free-falling, I see Blazers, Rockets, Mavs, and Jazz. What are your thoughts? I think all those teams are kind of...
They're all the same.
They're all interchangeable. And people were getting on me yesterday. It's like, oh, big win for the Rockets. I go, all right, well, see me again in a couple days when they have big loss, because that's pretty much what it is. It's big win, big loss, big win, big loss. This has been them now.
Every win at this point is big win for the Rockets,
right? Well,
yeah,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Because they've lost enough games that should... I mean, remember when they played the Jazz and it was a big, big game?
Yeah, that didn't work.
And they lost?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, well...
Remember when they blew that lead against the Bulls? That was not too long ago, was it?
And the reality is...
Memphis may not...
Memphis isn't going to fall all the way out.
It's possible.
They're in free fall mode, but they've got a three-game lead with 5 games left.
Yeah, over the Rockets anyway. I think they're pretty safe because I don't think all of those teams – well, Rockets play the Mavericks. I don't think all those teams can win out, so.
No.
Yeah, I think Memphis is probably – you know what? This will be the best thing. Memphis will slip to 8 and play the Warriors because first-round series, whoever plays the Warriors is going to be boring as hell anyway.
And, well, whoever's in 7th is boring too.
Yeah, probably. So, I just can't get excited about this team. And I'm reading tweets from people. Okay, maybe they finally turned it around. Wait a minute.
Because they won a game? They're 4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah, and I heard that.
They turned nothing around.
I heard that last week when they came back and beat the Cavs. Oh, this is it. This is the win that's going to get them going. And then what happened the next game?
I don't understand why people are still excited about this nonsense team. They should know now. They're no good.
They are right where they should be, which
everybody's
life
praying,
and death for a playoff spot.
Yeah, everybody's praying they make a playoff spot or get a playoff spot so they get their asses kicked. I don't need that. I don't need to see that.
Well, you're probably going to see it. I think they're going to sneak in and get their asses kicked.
Boy, they do have a really favorable stretch run here because they do have the Mavericks, although it's at Dallas. And then their last four, Phoenix, Lakers, at Minnesota, Kings. And the Kings, by the way, have, for whatever reason, have decided that DeMarcus Cousins isn't going to play road games for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I don't know what's
and
up
since
with that.
Houston is not Sacramento, that will be a road game, so they'll get the Kings without their best player. So, it's there for them to win some games, but it's going to take some other teams losing, too, at this point. The reality is they need some help.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to win out, and everybody's going to say, oh, this is it. This is a team you don't want to play because they're hot going into the playoffs. No, they're the same team they've been all year.
I'm sure the Warriors are super nervous about the Rockets being a hot team going into that playoff series. I'm sure they're trembling at the thought of playing the Rockets.
But really, the game at Dallas, if they win that probably puts them in, assuming they beat the other guys, because I don't see any reason they should. Well, I say there's no reason they shouldn't beat those teams. But
I mean, they're playing four of the five bottom teams in the conference and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they should win those games. But, they've lost to teams like that all year.
Six-game winning streak to finish the season. Look out.
No,
they're going to be first-round fodder, and they need to make some changes in the offseason, and hopefully they will. Nick wants to know, what are the odds of Galleria was Carl Duke's favorite place?
Good call. That's a good call. Carl did like the Galleria.
I'm sure he did.
He was a Galleria guy.
Well, people who buy...
It's not worth it for me to go, it's a pain in the ass to get to. I have to go there for work every day. I don't need to go there to shop.
I think the last time I went was before the Canadian and I got married. She wanted to go see the place. So I took her on one of her trips down here. It would have been 10 years ago now.
She wanted to go, on a tourist trip to the mall?
Well, she wanted to see all the famous stuff in Houston. That's one of the famous things for some reason.
That's sad.
I know it's sad. But, dude, she was from Canada. What do you want?
That's true.
But she hated it, and we haven't been since. So... Anyway.
I'm fine with the same crappy malls I go to now. I don't even like going to those malls.
See, I don't even go to malls.
Yeah.
I order stuff online.
I got this thing called Amazon Prime, where that's my new mall. I don't have to deal with people walking around and kids everywhere. Nobody wants to deal with that.
I love this. You guys don't give the Rockets a chance. They can go on a run. I've seen nothing out of this team that says they can go on a run.
They can go on a run to Golden State where they get their asses kicked. I don't care how fast they're running. They can go on a run right there and lose. There's been this team has shown nothing to make you think that they're capable of that.
Unless you're just the most diehard of diehard fans, and then you're going to have hope. And that's okay. Have hope. You can hope all you want. Just don't be surprised when they get whacked in the first round. All right.
They could go on a run.
I get it, man. Rockets fan just wants to believe in something, but what I don't appreciate is these people selling them crap. Media people, real media people saying, this might be the game that starts it for them. Really? How many times have you said that this year?
I haven't.
Not you. I'm talking about, and I'm not going to call them out, but a couple of Chronicle writers, basically. This might be the one that turns it, of course, because otherwise they're not going to read you. That's the problem. Never mind. Anyway, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the House of Blues on Caroline for the NCAA Men's National Championship game, presented in part by Papa John's. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. I love this. A streak is a streak, guys. They play the schedule dealt to them. Have you looked at the schedule that they've played this year? Come on, man.
A streak is a streak. They've won one game in a row. A streak is a streak once it's actually done.
I don't even feel good projecting them to win those last few games.
If you guys feel good penciling in the Rockets for winning, good luck. That's not the team I've seen play this year.
If you're penciling them in right in really, really light letters so it's easy
like
to
erase. Mechanical pencil.
Yeah, exactly. This is a problem with NBA well, and I'm not going to just say fans, but I think some of the media, too, they overanalyze every single game all year long, which is stupid. There's 82 games, and what you see develop over a season is a trend. The Warriors and Spurs have been light years ahead of everybody all year long. I don't see any reason why that changes.
It doesn't.
And the Rockets have been a 500 team all year long. All year long. Consistently 500. And there are times when they look fantastic and you get all excited, and then there's times when they look like garbage. And they've alternated it all year long. And, you know, once you get to the playoffs, great. But a game like tonight, you can actually analyze because it's a one-shot deal now. And you can talk about it a ton tomorrow because it's a one-shot deal, one game for everything. And we'll talk a lot about the matchup tonight over at NRG. But I guess people are complaining about the venue in terms of it just being a tough place to shoot. That's any of these big buildings,
yeah.
Man. And
that ain't going to change, though. They're not going to start putting that in basketball arenas.
Would I rather see it in Toyota Center? Absolutely. But you know what the difference is? 50,000 people.
Yeah, exactly.
And 50,000 tickets and tons of money. And that's just the reality of it. So, I, you know, going on rants about it and going nuts about it is just kind of pointless. It really is. That, you know, it's going to be in the Superdome. It's going to be in AT&T and places like that where they can make money. And they make money on Reliant. And I hope it comes back. I hope they get another one here because I think they've done a good job. And despite Bonnie Bernstein's protestations the other day, I think logistically it's been pretty cool. So we'll see. I like seeing stuff like this happen. I'm pretty fired up for the Super Bowl being here. We are at House of Blues, and if you're just getting off work, you want to come hang out, have a hopadillo like AJ.
That's right.
This is the place to do it. Jaber saying, so at 500, you're saying they have a chance.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if they win one, lose one in the right order, technically, sure. Yeah, they'd have a chance. Hey, if you're one of those people that lives and dies with every shot they make, then go right ahead. Enjoy it. Enjoy this little stretch. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, hey, if you've seen anything out of this team that makes you think they can compete, be my guest. Lamont says, don't debate with Rocks fans. People are delusional. Hey, that's being a fan. You're going to be a little bit delusional. And you're going to love your guys more than anybody else, or you're going to hate them more than anybody else. It's, oh, Brian Hoyer's the worst quarterback that's ever played. Why? Because he bleeped the bed on the biggest stage.
Yeah.
So Texans fan thinks that now. Rockets fan still sees this as a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals last year. They are not
the same.
It's
pretty clear that that's not the case.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And somebody wants to know, to the layman, how does a big building affect your shot? When we had Jim Jackson on Friday, and I thought he had a pretty good description of it. For one thing, the floor is elevated, so your depth perception changes.
Yep.
And it's most basketball arenas are set up with a backdrop as opposed to it's almost like the center field.
It's like having a shooter's eye. You don't have a shooter's eye.
It's like the center field backdrop. It's the same thing as when they play on these aircraft carriers. It's always going to be a little bit different. And it's just harder for guys to find their shot. And I think there is enough of a trend. There's enough of a trend of it that Vegas lowered everything, lowered the over-under by 4 points. So, but that's really what it is. It's just it's more depth perception. And you guys have played basketball. You've always been places that feel weird where you can't shoot. Or you go to places where you feel great.
Yep.
And, you know, that's when there was a gym I used to play in that it didn't matter how well I was playing, didn't matter how well I was shooting the ball. I got in that gym, I couldn't hit anything. And it just, every time I played there, I just quit shooting there.
And
it was the background was kind of a weird color. And then you're not seeing the back of a gym, you're seeing like this weird sort of brown color that looks like the basketball. And I couldn't shoot in there. So, and that's basically what it is. Best way I can describe it. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to do, come downtown, hang out at House of Blues. And Tim says, I expect them to be blown out yesterday, and I'm a huge Rockets fan. I didn't expect them to be blown out. They have raised their game for most matchups like this. They haven't won them all. But when they've had high-profile matchups, they haven't gotten blown out a lot. But that doesn't mean they're going to get the playoffs and do anything differently.
The other thing is Villanova. Like, the North Carolina plays in the Dean Dome. They play. There's 22,000 people there. It's a big arena.
Yeah.
That pavilion at Villanova, that might sit 6,000. I mean, it's like playing in a high school gym, and a big high school gym, but still a high school gym. You would think it'd make a pretty big difference to a team like that, but they've had that. They seem to have had no problem so far.
832 says a whole 4 points, huh? So one extra missed shot per team for the entire game. In other words, nothing.
Dude, four points is a lot.
You don't understand gambling, my friend.
Yeah.
You know what? Tune in Fridays at 5:30 with RJ Bell, and you'll learn something. Or pick up that great audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style by Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman, available at podcastarena.com.
Some people, I mean, that sounds like a guy who's just not going to get it. If you think 4 points is negligible in a total, then you're sorely mistaken.
Yeah, then, like I said, it's just a lack of understanding. Double Down said, you've all played somewhere you can't shoot. All Rockets players nod.
Yeah.
But it's funny. You'll see guys who go off against certain teams, and sometimes it's – just they love that venue. And then you see guys that struggle in places. And of course, sometimes it's they go to a city where they were out drinking all night with their friends. And that explains some of it. At least it does with me. But let's talk about the game a little bit when we come back, because I want to get into some of the things to look for tonight. Talk a little bit of gambling. At some point today, we need to do a Banshee recap. We did not do it yesterday because we knew that the regular audience would not necessarily be listening. Although there were a lot more of you listening than I thought there were going to be. Basically, our play-by-play of eating meat. That was what it was. 2 hours of meat-eating play-by-play.
That's it.
And stuffing meat in our mouths. But it was still fun, man. That was a good time. We got a lot of cool stuff going on this week. We got this today. Wednesday, we're heading to Vegas. So we'll be out there for Pacquiao Bradley. And so Thursday and Friday, we'll be broadcasting. I'm working on trying to get us into an event while we're there. That would be pretty cool. And I'm going to get some poker in. So it's going to be a fun trip. I am looking forward to this one. It's been a long time since, because we were going so much for a while. Now we're back to going right when I'm getting hungry for it again.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be out there for sure.
Yeah. And
I wish we could have been out there when the tournament was going on.
Yeah.
Because tournament in Vegas would have been fun.
That's one thing I've...
But who am I to complain?
I've only done once, was the first weekend of the tournament in Vegas. That is...
Oh, I've never been there.
Probably as cool a time to be in a sports book that there is in American sports.
You know what that means, though? What sports are available to bet while we're out there?
Baseball.
That's it.
NBA. Hockey. Hockey. We got hockey to bet.
All the things that I don't bet on purposely.
Yeah.
That's what's available to me.
I will be making some hockey bets. There's some, especially Thursday. There's a bunch of good games. So, all right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Long live
the pioneer. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the House of Blues on Caroline for the NCAA Men's National Championship game. Presented in part by Papa John's. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at House of Blues. Come on out. I know some of you just now getting off work, and this is where you need to be. There is room for you, we promise. Won't be like this morning. 25th-ranked Rice Owls baseball team is coming home to Reckling Park for one game against the number 3-ranked Texas A&M Aggies Tuesday at 6:30. Tickets are moving fast. Be sure to get your seat for the biggest game of the season. Visit www.ricetickets.net/baseball or call 713-348-OWLS today. I think I'd call the 713-348-OWLS. That's a little less of an ordeal than www.ricetickets.net/baseball. That's a mouthful.
Texas A&M was the subject of a Jeopardy question today, or a Jeopardy answer, I should say.
Yes.
The first public university in Texas, their initials are named after these two things that are, something important to the early days of the state, agricultural and mechanical.
Yeah.
All three guys tried, all three missed.
God.
They said agriculture and mining,
agriculture.
Mining in Texas?
Agriculture and mechanics, which I thought they probably should have just given him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Alex Trebek.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what? We need a ruling.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no.
And I forget what
that.
The other one was, but it was stupid, too. None of them got it.
I want to mention today's show is being brought to you by GetMe, which if you've not checked these guys out, a terrific ride service. And had a chance to chat with the owner. I know Barry Warner's been using them. It's very high on them. So I'm going to check them out myself. And
you said Barry Warner?
Barry Warner, yeah. Hmm. So, you know, they're about getting you a safe drive. They can also deliver stuff. So check them out.
Jeremy, hypothetically, where would you rank Harden on MVP voting this year? LOL.
First on the Rockets.
That's true.
He's still the best player on the Rockets.
Yeah.
Corey says, touch up that golf expertise and throw some money down on the Masters. There's certain things I don't like to do. Betting on golf is, I'm just not good at it. But when we get to Vegas, sometimes I bet on things that I'm not good at just because we're there.
Plus, that's super boring. Making a bet and having to wait 4 days for it to pay off.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah. And
you'll be gone.
I'm leaving Sunday because the wife's coming to the strip.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, either way, we'll both be gone. We're going to leave Sunday morning, I'm sure.
We're not going to stay out there
until 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Of course, we could always just cash a ticket when we're back there next month.
That's true. But that's no fun either.
Yeah, then you have to wait a month to cash your ticket.
That's right.
So probably not. But, Masters
and
this
you'll
week?
Probably get on a seat on the plane that doesn't have a TV and you won't be able to finish
right,
watching it.
Right. Well, I don't know if Southwest has TV. Now that
oh,
I
no, they
it.
Don't.
No, so anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Corey said earlier, give Jerome Solomon a shame bell on behalf of the Chronicle when you have him on tomorrow. It wasn't Jerome.
What'd Jerome do?
No, I was talking about how there were guys tweeting out about maybe this is where they turned it around. It's a guy who covers a team, so he's supposed to do that. But, I mean, honestly, I...
Is it Brian T. Smith?
It is not Brian T. Smith.
Okay.
But guys, we're not going to both smoke up your ass when it comes to your team. I'm sorry. I mean, we got to be honest. That's just the reality of it. So, no Astros Yankees today. Apparently, the weather up there completely sucks. So, that has been postponed until tomorrow. And I know that they had, but did you see some of the pictures from this is not something you probably would have seen, from the Syracuse half marathon? It looked like a blizzard.
Oh.
So I'm assuming they're getting some of that same weather. And so no Astros-Yankees opener. And once again, I don't know why they want to do opening weekends in northern cities when we got a perfectly good retractable roof down here, but that's all right. So we don't get to break down the first of 162 Astros games today. Very disappointed.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
So if some of you were thinking about going to the game tonight and you haven't got a ticket yet, would you like to know what you can expect to pay?
I'd love to know.
Besides the $550 if you want to buy AJ's credential.
Right.
To sit way, way up in the sky.
In the press box, but you'll have free food.
There's free food, yeah.
That's right.
If you get in.
Unlimited soft drinks.
This is not a guarantee that you're going to get in if you buy it.
Listen, I don't make guarantees.
No. This is because you're going to have to fool your way in.
Right.
But SeatGeek has listings for as cheap as $52.
Okay.
I'm just guessing those are in the Oklahoma section.
Probably.
Or Syracuse section. But that happens every year. The really premium seats are, if you want it like lower bowl area, you're looking at over $400.
Ooh.
$450 for lower level.
All right.
That are not located behind the baskets.
Okay.
So, if you want to go, $52 isn't bad.
No. I mean, getting into this game is a reasonable value if you've never been to one before. You know what I mean? If it's something that you've always wanted to do, hit up a Final Four or a national championship game, this is very affordable. I mean, you can get two tickets for what it'll cost you. I mean, for less than it cost you for one ticket to a Texans game.
Yeah.
A Texans preseason game, even.
Most likely, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've been able to get Texans tickets pretty cheaply on SeatGeek before, so, you know. But still, 50.
But of course, you've got to park. You've got a bunch of stuff you got to deal with.
No, just hop on the train.
Ah, you're so about that train. I don't.
For going to NRG, yeah, I don't have to deal with parking. I don't have to deal with traffic.
I'm out on public transit in this town.
Well, I don't like it, but for something like that though, it's pretty cool. Saves you a lot of issues.
Are you going?
I'm not going. No. If I were, I would just hop on the train, though. I would walk. I would walk away. I'd walk here, 5 minutes to the train, jump on there, and go to NRG. Watch a game, and then do the same thing getting home.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. The problem is, I don't want to keep telling people about that because those things get crowded enough. We don't need more of you doing that. So, okay, Trey says Southwest has had TV on board for a couple of years now.
On some points.
Yeah, we just flew them somewhere. Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember having.
There was no TV on that plane.
No, I actually read the entire trip because there wasn't. I think they have Wi-Fi where you can get access to like HBO.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll find out. Give the people a full report. 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. John says he thinks they didn't want the Astros to play with the Final Four in town. Well, they played an exhibition game the other night with all this stuff going on. So yeah, I don't know. But all I know is it's a pretty nice day in Houston. This is a roof open day for baseball. We've gotten lucky with this weather with all these people in town.
Yeah.
If you're from out of town.
But all our stuff's indoors anyway, so it doesn't matter. I mean, people could have still done the events.
True. But
that's why Northeast baseball needs to be banished. They need to have domes.
But the cool thing is, if you're from out of town, yeah, we have this weather all the time, really. Like 3 weeks a year.
Yeah. No, listen.
3 weeks a year, it's like this.
We don't need a bunch of outsiders here anyway.
That's true. That's true. I hope you enjoyed your trip, and I hope, more importantly, you enjoy your trip home. Especially Oklahoma people, no offense.
It's not – I mean – When I was in Austin, the motto was, "We hope you enjoy our city. Now don't move here."
Yeah. Well, and everybody moved there, and
yeah.
that's why it's I love Austin, but it's so hard to get around that place now. Yeah.
Too many people decided to move there.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Gary Trichter, law enforcement stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They'll probably be out in force tonight. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test. If your weekend stinks because of a DWI arrest or your Monday stinks because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope even if you failed the breath or blood test that the police gave you. Remember, those tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Police breath test machines aren't even warranted fit for testing on humans. They make temperature assumptions. They create artificially high results. Then they destroy the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing. They're not testing your blood like a doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four in the state. And what DWI specialist means is he's experienced in telling the truth about the science behind these tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a jury setting, a trial setting. A lot of lawyers will take DWI cases. Very few are experienced in going to trial with them. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. Just in case you ever need it, 713-524-1010. That's 713-524-1010, or visit him online, texasdwilaw.com. That's attorney Gary Trichter.